This is Dave Bish. I'm together on a mission. It's the morning of day two. We just had a really nice breakfast and it's raining outside, but that's all right. It's a new day and I'm here with Scott Taylor. Scott, let's just hear about a bit about you. Who are you?
Yeah, my name's Scott. I'm one of the elders at Reading Family Church. I've been a Christian for 9 years. I'm a big West Ham fan. I've got a beautiful wife, Barbie. And we live in Reading, on the team there that leads the church.
And Scott, you're a blogger, aren't you? So we can plug the fact that you have a blog. What's your address of your blog?
It's allthingstaylor-scott.blogspot.com.
So you might want to go and have a look at that. I'm just going to ask Scott a little bit about how day one was. Scott, you've been together on a mission before. How's the first day feel being back here again?
I think yesterday was just the best start I've had for a conference. I always look forward to this time of year. It's a time of refreshing. It's a time of coming and just knowing that you can put things that are going on back at home base just on the back burner and just come and enjoy hearing and feeding from the word in a way that you don't in a normal week. And just hearing Stephen Van Rijn yesterday morning was just magnificent as he spoke from Daniel 1. Just excellent.
Yeah, I was particularly impressed with the way just he took us into the passage. It was really tight to the text, and so often people look at that as a kind of case study on people, but he picked up on how God is sovereign in the exile happening, that something bad had happened to them, but it was God who had done that, and that really struck me.
It's the whole thing of God being in control, yeah. And God controlled the circumstances that took Daniel and the other three guys to Babylon, and how that had proceeded 15 years before the exile actually happened, so he had actually prepared a way, whereas Nebuchadnezzar thought he had prepared a way to, you know, not have a refugee community in Babylon. Actually, God had prepared it so the refugees that would go there, the Israelites that would go there, had people that they could look up to and aspire to and know these guys have done 15 years in Babylon, and yet they still follow the one true God.
Yeah, that's very striking, wasn't it? And I guess after that we had a break, and then we had the afternoon session, which is what everyone had, I guess, been waiting for. Everyone was coming for that.
Absolutely.
Mark Driscoll's second time in the UK preaching. Just give us some of your thoughts on Mark Driscoll.
The guy is just honest, straightforward. Obviously, I've heard him preach on his website and those sort of things. But just to see him in front of you and how he tailored the preaching to his audience, talking about the Spirit in a way that I've never heard him speak about before. Now maybe that's just because I've missed it in his preaching somewhere else, but I just thought he was just magnificent. He was just gentle, but I think he used the phrase he used in terms of helping us.
He said he'd come to serve us, didn't he?
Serve us, that's it. And not many people come to a New Frontiers conference because we're charismatic guys and say charismatics can have five things that can go wrong, but you guys are already getting four of them, which leaves you thinking, what's the one we're not so good at?
Yeah.
But I just thought he was gracious and very generous towards us, but also just spoke with clarity, and just hearing words from the Bible just spoken in just a cohesive manner in which he did. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, it was, I guess, a real example of someone being incredibly bold with that, particularly with that opening, and not coming to massage your egos and make us feel nice. We managed to get Mark Driscoll to our conference, but really challenging us, and I guess we're all kind of waiting for more of how we respond to this corrective, this service that he's bringing us, which I guess we've got the rest of the week to look forward to in how that's going to pan out.
But I think that's one of the things that I look forward to with Mark, was that we knew he was going to speak not bluntly but bluntly to us, and you just sensed even before coming that we were going to receive an impartation from him of something, and so it was just a real joy to be there yesterday.
Yeah, it was great as well that he was saying he felt it, even just from being with us for a couple of hours, he'd learned from us, and he was thankful for the joy that we had. Which again, you don't necessarily expect someone to come in from the outside and have that kind of perspective, I guess.
That's right. And worshipping, it was a joy in worshipping the Spirit, wasn't it? And worshipping God in Spirit, and just, yeah, it was just fantastic.
Yeah, in a real sense that he'd done his research, he knew who we were.
Yes.
You know, he might live thousands and thousands of miles away, but he found out about us so he could make that kind of critique, which I'm very encouraging to think that his observation is we haven't fallen into four of those errors.
It was also quite interesting at the end of each session, you normally get somebody who says, "Now it's the end of the session and it's time to go and we'll be back at." But Terry just hugged him and then just waved at us all. And that was the end. It was like, take that away with you. Think about that.
Yeah.
There was almost nothing else to say.
Yeah, it really was like that, wasn't it? Yeah. And we had some time with Terry in the evening, and then and now we're at the beginning of day two. What are you looking forward to about the next day?
I'm really looking forward to, obviously, Mark Driscoll. Two sessions today in the Elders training track on planting, being radical and planting radical churches, and also this afternoon. But if I'm honest, I'm looking forward to David Devenish this evening. David Devenish just really inspired me last year, and out of all the talks I heard last year, it was his that's really stuck with me. Just feeling that he's just this guy who is up on the platform and he's talking about what it is to go church planting in other nations, and how what it is to lay apostolic foundations. And you're just looking at him thinking, yeah, you're doing this. And you're receiving from a guy that's not just talking out of the Bible, but he's talking out the Bible and living out the Bible in, you know, the Islamic world, is it the 2040 window, or they call it?
Yeah.
And so I'm really looking forward to hearing what he's got for this evening. And of course, David Stroud this morning, you know, just to hear what's going on in the UK and see his zeal for the UK and church planting into the European capitals, of which obviously Sean's doing today. We're having our meeting for Amsterdam at 1:15, so yeah, That'll be exciting.
Yeah, I hope I'll be able to catch some time with Sean Green, who's going to be planting into Amsterdam early next year, later on today. I guess the thing that's really struck me, this is my third time at the conference, and first time as a member of a New Frontiers church, and you know, the tagline is, we're a family of churches together on a mission, and it's really felt like that. We are a family here together this week, but also we're on a mission.
Yes,
there is a
yes.
mission happening with other reports of the church plant for Amsterdam, but also others as well, and a real sense that we must go and get out there.
Which is where we need to heed what Mark said yesterday, Mark Driscoll, in terms of actually, yeah, we're doing it okay, but we need to do better.
Yeah.
We need to do more.
Yeah, it's going to be good this afternoon to find out how that's going to look for us and what challenges we must hear.
Amen.
Great, well, thanks for your time, Scott. You better get back to actually writing your blog, and hopefully you can go over and have a look at that, allthingstaylor-scott.blogspot.com. Thanks for your time, Scott.
Thanks, Dave.